Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here he is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Former Browns offensive lineman. And Joe, it's enough with the losing weight already. It's ridiculous. It's not supposed to be so easy to lose weight. I mean, you were 320 pounds, and now you look like a male model already. It's ridiculous.
He's just jealous, Joe.
I'm jealous.
He's just jealous. Let Bull.
Come on, Joe. You don't look like an offensive lineman anymore. What happened to you?
Well, I can agree that I have lost weight, but I'm not sure I can agree that I look like a male model. But I
definitely
appreciate that, and your check will be in the mail because now I'm going to have to eat some humble pie. I'm feeling a little too good about myself after that big home run I almost had yesterday at the softball game.
Was that fun? Did you have a good time?
It was a great time. You know, obviously, there was a lot of guys out there that I grew up watching. I was a huge fan of the Drew Carey show. So to be able to go play and sit next to him and have my locker next to Drew Carey and just shoot the breeze about his Browns fandom and his Cleveland roots was really cool. And there was a lot of surreal moments. And obviously, get to play softball in a big league stadium and over there with the a bunch of other former Browns and former Indians was really awesome.
Joe, by the way, it's more difficult than it looks to hit a softball. I played in the Home Run Derby at Jarvis's event, and I couldn't hit one. I was hitting the ball, but it is like the harder you swing, the more the ball ends up going a less distance or grounding out. It's tougher than it looks.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I hit the batting cages a little bit. Kenny Lofton was giving me some pointers. And when the ball's coming in there consistently, like at the driving range, you know what you're getting. You're getting a couple opportunities to get into a rhythm. You know, I felt like I was putting good wood on it. All of a sudden, you sit around for an hour. You get out there, you get one pitch that's coming in from 35 feet in the air. Then the next one's coming in 2 feet over your belt buckle. It's hard for a lesser-class athlete like myself to be able to adjust on the run like that. So I feel pretty good about the results that I got out of the game yesterday for my hitting performance.
Joe, I know you're at Playball Ballpark today. I was down there yesterday. Dustin was down there with his family today. It's what a great event this is, you know, and what a great showing by the city this weekend.
Yeah, Cleveland has just done such a fantastic job. When they get an opportunity to showcase the city, to showcase this area, the people in this area really stand up and roll out the red carpet and do just such a fantastic job. And I think that's a big reason why they got the draft in 2020, because the NFL knows that people are going to show up. This area has a passionate fan base for pro sports. They're going to do a great job, and they're going to showcase the city of Cleveland and all the great things that are happening right now in the right way.
We're talking with the great Joe Thomas, former Browns offensive lineman. Joe, you know, some players retire and they don't handle it well. You seem like you're loving retirement, at least from the outside. It seems that way. Is there any missing of the game at all?
I always knew I wanted to stay busy. And so I've been plenty busy with all the different little things I'm doing and working with the NFL Network. And I think keeping a busy mind helps your mind stay out of that mode of, what if, I wish I was doing this. And so when I turn the TV on, when I'm going to go to training camp this summer, there's going to be part of me that I'll watch somebody and go, man, I wish I could go out there because I know I could still do it. I could do it better than that guy. But then at the same time, it's really fresh in my memory going through that season and the pain and dealing with the injuries and just the way your body gets beat down after 11 NFL seasons. And then I remember that I know I can't do it anymore, even as much as your mind is willing, your body is not anymore. And so there's parts of it that you miss, certainly the locker room, the brotherhood, the connection you have with those other men that are going through a similar situation as you. You're not going to get that anywhere else in life. And I think you just have to be able to accept that and move on. And so I feel like I've done a pretty good job of it. But like anybody else that's experienced the togetherness, the teamwork, the camaraderie that you get in a locker room, you're always going to miss that till the day you die.
Joe, now that the Browns are going to be good, at least it appears on paper that they're going to be good.
I feel sad about it that Joe's not on the team. I feel sad.
He deserved yeah, it. We know that. But I want to know your thoughts on being a fan now. Do you get as excited as our fan base is for the team now as they approach this season?
Absolutely. And when, you know, when people ask me all the time, like, hey, don't you wish you could still be out there? And I always had it beat into my head about don't worry about the things you don't control. And, you know, let's not waste energy talking about what ifs that aren't going to be happening. But then, you know, you look at how stacked this team is and I'm going, wow, I'm actually kind of glad. I'm going to look at it glasses half full right now because when I'm a fan, I can live and die with every play, with every third down. I can throw something at my TV when Antonio misses a block, you know, when Miles is about to make that sack and he misses it. I can slam my hat down and start throwing F-bombs out there. When Baker throws a big touchdown pass, I can go bananas and run around my neighborhood with my shirt off. And I don't have to be a player anymore and be very reserved in my reactions and my emotions. I can go out there and live and die with everything. And so for me, that's exciting. That's something that I could never do as a player. And I'm really excited to do that. That's how I lived last season. And now that we all kind of expect bigger and better things from the team, it's going to be fun just being a fan and just soaking in every single moment and not worrying about how that emotion is going to affect you or not worry about trying to do your job. I can just go out and have fun.
Joe, obviously the team certainly improved second half of last year, and then they've added a lot more talent, most notably Odell Beckham Jr. What was your reaction when the Browns made that trade for Odell?
Well, I was going bananas. I mean, first of all, I couldn't believe they were able to pull it off. Obviously, everybody looks at Odell as probably the best receiver of his generation, and he's got that talent, and we'll find out if the chemistry that him and Baker have are going to be able to allow him to reach that potential. But to be able for John Dorsey to pull off a trade the way he did at their greatest position of need, I mean, they've got a lot of good weapons at receiver, but they didn't have that guy who could make a home run no matter where they were on the field. They didn't have that down the field threat like Odell is. And to be able to add that in his prime with a guy like Baker, who's just hitting his stride in his prime, it's incredible that they could do that. So obviously I went bananas. I could not believe it happened. And now I'm excited to see if that investment pays off.
Joe, last thing, you know, there has been some talk about adding a 17th game or an 18th game. I'm guessing the players wouldn't want to do it, obviously. What if the owners – I know they wouldn't do this, but what if they took away two preseason games and guaranteed every player like a 10% raise? Would it be worth it or no to play an extra game or two?
Well, I think the players would consider it, but truthfully I think what they're doing is they're trying to just build leverage into the negotiations.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to play more regular season games and to eliminate – preseason games. Yeah, the preseason is going to make more money if they're eliminated with TV revenue,
right.
But fans are getting charged almost full price for a preseason anyway. What we need to do if we want to do any changing is to add another playoff team and maybe more playoff games, because those are games that matter. Those are games we know people are going to be excited about. Players are going to be excited to play in those games. But I can remember plenty of games week 17 that already didn't mean anything. Can you imagine playing another round of games that don't mean anything?
Yeah.
There's just going to be more players being rested on teams that are already in the playoffs, and there's going to be more meaningless games for teams that are already out of the playoffs. It makes no sense. If they want to add games, what they need to do is add games or teams into the playoffs.
Real quick, Joe, I think they should add a second bye, and I think they should expand the rosters and have all not have these inactives. I think it's ridiculous. If guys are healthy, they should play. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. That's a good thing. One thing that I talked about is two bye weeks, right? So then you're actually making the season longer without more games that make the roster bigger. The inactive thing is stupid anyway. And then add another team or another game into the playoffs. So you're really building a much bigger pie, and it's a win-win for everybody. The fans get more weeks of NFL season. The players aren't getting themselves beat up anymore in meaningless games in the regular season. There's more excitement in the playoffs. I think that's a win-win. That scenario is good. Just adding a game or two and taking away preseason is just a horrible idea all around.
Thanks for the time, Joe. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Great talking to you.
All right. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.